Blog Talk Radio.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodland, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. That's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Oh yeah, born country, a little bit of that cornbread, working hard out in the field, for sure. Welcome everyone to tonight's program, Exposing the Illusion. My name is Michael Magic, and you are on, although you already know, the Patriot Family Radio Network, and I would like to thank all of you for joining me this evening, and I especially would like to thank my sponsor, Hollis of the Patriot Family, and his friends. What to talk about tonight? I have been in a ranting mood all day long, and I guess what I really would like to do is try and set the record straight. So, you know, some of this may be my opinion, although I have many, many hours of research since the year 2006 regarding all of this information. But as I look around me in the world and I see people going about their daily business, they really don't seem to have too much concern about what is about to befall them. And I guess they may not until it actually does happen. And as some of you know, one thing I do not like to talk about, and I hope I don't offend anybody here, but I might. But if I do, just let it fly over your head. And that is politics. It is just not one of the topics. I think politics is a waste of time, period. I think Democrats, Republicans are all the same. You can put them in a basket and shake them up, and you come out with the same identical thing. And you can sit there and say, well, okay, this is the way Michael Magic feels about politicians. Well, let me ask you, what has your politician done for you lately? What has your government done for you lately? Okay, I'll give you a break. Go back a decade. Go back 2 decades. Go back 5 decades. Go back 10 decades. And then tell me what your government has done for you. Let's see, 1913, they put in the Internal Revenue Service and income tax as well, which was the start of the financial collapse of the United States, because it was the start of the private banking industry. And this is why I feel that politics is a waste of my time. I will not vote. I'm not going to say any more about politics. That is the way that I feel about them, though, okay? The information that I will be giving out tonight, I feel, is in a desperate attempt to quickly teach my friends and family how to prepare to survive the disintegration of the global economy and the difficult and scary times that will follow. Hardworking, tax-paying Americans are too busy putting their children through college, paying for weddings, and becoming grandparents to even notice the dark clouds of the perfect storm of tyranny forming on the horizon. They are living the American dream and may not want or appreciate being woke up from it, even if it's turning into a nightmare. The following information is all you will ever have to hear to finally understand that an ancient international cabal of insanely rich and perversely powerful mafias of psychopathic elite global gangsters who were once mortal enemies in the age-old quest for world domination have now come together and have been collaborating for over a century to create artificial threats against society that justify crimes against humanity in order to rule the earth by controlling our food, fuel, and create fear under a socialist, totalitarian, scientific dictatorship composed of sociopathic, transhumanist international bankers and intellectual elite. This global banking mafia is headed by the Rothschild or Zionist international bankers who control the multi-generational Anglo-Aryan royal families who are senior members of the ancient Sun Lucifer worshipping pagan occult secret societies, aka Order of the Quest, Jason Society, Chapter 322 of the Order Skull and Bones, 33 degree Luciferian Freemasons, Rosicrucians, Scroll and Key, Knights of Malta, Templars, and the list goes on, who since 1983 have infiltrated and now control the Vatican. Yes, it is true. They do control the Vatican. I have done my research on it, and it is very so much true. They are collectively called the Illuminati, a.k.a. Brotherhood of the Snake Dragon Globalist Elite. The money power that is enslaving you, and they are the hidden rulers living on this earth. History clearly documents that over the centuries, this small group of inbred, collectively insane, sadistic, satanic, blackmailing pedophiles have stayed in power by committing the following crimes. And yes, the list is long, but what these people are doing needs to be told. Ritual sacrifice, serial murder, genocide, torture, treason, assassination, money laundering, drug smuggling, arms trafficking, mind control, sex slavery, sexual blackmail, child sexual abuse, kidnapping, stolen goods, embezzlement, staged suicides, extortion, election fraud. Did I say election fraud? Yes. Judicial corruption, government subversion, Ponzi schemes, suppressing technology, manipulation of financial markets, genetic, environmental, and intellectual pollution. This global banking mafia and their descendants, in-laws, and agents, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, DuPont, Carnegie, Astor, Warburg, Aldrich, Schiff, Mellon, Ford, Committee of 300, and again, the list gets very long, own and control all the biggest banks, oil, gas, mining, and Fortune 100 corporation, plus think tanks, universities, institutes, charities, churches, synagogues, roundtables, councils, commissions, committees, focus groups, funds, foundations, and all political parties from behind the scenes. Worth repeating, they control, they have bought, and they own and control all political parties from behind the scenes. They in turn finance and manipulate the Malthusian, which is pro-depopulation-minded puppets. They consist of heavily bribed, blackmailed, and brainwashed educators, clergy, scientists, military, intelligence, corporate, media, and political useful idiots. Well, at least they are useful to them. Into intentionally creating and promoting synthetic terror. Fake dictators, fictitious terrorist groups, false flag attacks, pointless wars, racial conflicts, artificial famine, intentional drought, toxic foods, man-made disease, sterilization pandemics, environmental and economic disasters. And I'm just going to stop for one moment here, but really, when it comes right down to it, what is more important right now? Is it more important that we should be dealing with the Illuminati and what they are doing, who they are killing, who they are poisoning? Do you want a future for your children and your grandchildren? Or are you more concerned about who's going to be your next president, because he's not going to do jack diddly squat for you. You need to do, I'm telling you, what is important and who is destroying the future of your children. To me, that is important. Much, much more important. These tyrants of terror use fake fear to make trillions in profit by providing fake solutions for threats that they invent, while controlling Hollywood and the mainstream media that distracts and fools us into thinking the world is ending, that there is no hope, and that humans are to blame and are responsible for all of our global problems. Not the banker-owned, greedy, poisonous corporations. They want to make us believe that it is the people, that we are polluting and we are having too many children. And I think that's better left for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to determine, and not the Illuminati, by all means. This is not the first time in American history that such a hoax has been perpetrated. The FDA approved use of fluoride in our drinking water and the use of radioactive cobalt-60 culled from nuclear reactors for use in conventional food. It just illustrates how industrial waste products with known toxicity are eventually converted into commodities or technologies beneficial to health. Whereas initially these substances have very high disposal costs for the industries that excrete them into our environment, the liability is converted through the right combination of lobbying, miseducation, and checkbook science back into a commodity and used by the public at large. And if you are confused by what I just said, watch your TV for a half hour some night, and I will promise you, you will see at least three pharmaceutical class action lawsuits regarding different types of drugs that the people have been given, because they are out there for several reasons, but they are out there because they are known to cause side effects and create more problems for people. They are out there on a scientific basis because the Food and Drug Administration does not take the time, okay, to even check these things out. They are paid, paid, paid. They are paid more. The Food and Drug Administration gets paid more from the pharmaceutical industry than it does from our government to do the job that it is supposed to be doing for the people. And again, I say to you, what has your government done for you lately? What? It's time to start talking, dealing with what is really, really serious. And again, I'm going to say, it's not politics. I'm sorry, but it is not politics. I'm not playing that game, okay? Because I have other things, like I said, that are far more important than whoever the Illuminati is going to put into president, because if you have done any kind of your homework, you know already that the Illuminati can and will put into the presidency whoever they choose to put in there. They will get it done. They did it with Mr. Obama. Or as my good friend Jay likes to call him, Mr. Baba. And my wife heard that last night and she got a good laugh out of it. Since the end of the Cold War, the global banking mafia, via their Rockefeller miseducational system, began to teach the global masses that the new enemy was really human overpopulation, so that by the 1990s, the global banking mafia controlled Pentagon. Global banking mafia controlled Pentagon. What has your government done for you lately? Could justify gaining control of the world's remaining land, oil, gas, water, minerals, and food resources by destroying the public demand through depopulation and brainwashing. Their goal is to save their oil-based domination of the planet by destroying the current unsustainable demand for petroleum via global genocide to preserve their irreplaceable, rapidly declining global petroleum deposits. This is being done by slowly poisoning via the methods of fluoridation, mercury, vaccinations, GMO food sterilization, chemtrails, radiation, the pharmaceutical industry, and again, the list goes on with many, many more. Despite being blind to global peak oil and soft on the Zionist connection, Alex Jones was and is right about one thing. The war on terror is a war on liberty. It is an elaborate global banking mafia sponsored mainstream media enforced lie intended to scare the freedom out of us and slowly bring about a long-planned one-world government. The current war on terror is just the latest version of manufactured fear in a long line of contrived wars, false-flagged terrorism, routinely engineered by corrupt banker-owned governments and their military intelligence agencies around the world to maintain perpetual wars to stay in business and enrich the global banking mafia that supply the money at interest to both countries to fight them. Yes, it is true. Every war in at least the last 200 years, maybe longer, has been funded on both sides by the same people, the Illuminati. These people have one goal in mind. They are evil, they are corrupt, and they are killing Americans as we speak. They are bankrupting Americans as we speak. And we need to do something about it through education, okay? Let's stop talking about what's not worth talking about. Let's talk about what's important. What is important? Are your children? Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? Are they important to you? Then now is the time to stand up and do what it takes to get something done. Because putting your vote in for president or congressman or senator is not going to get it done. I promise you. The corrupt banksters, corporations, governments and their militaries have been scaring, robbing, poisoning, and killing millions of innocent people for power, oil, and war profit for a very long time, and have used the corporate-controlled mainstream media and Hollywood to distract the public and cover up their tracks. This is why you hardly ever hear anything about the Illuminati. There's very few people. I guess most people are afraid of them, or whatever the case is, because you don't hear them in the news. But if you do your homework, if you look around you, Like I said, watch TV for 30 minutes and see all the class action lawsuits. Then ask yourself why? Fit the pieces together and they will form a picture. A picture that will take you on a path that will lead you right up to the Illuminati. But the hidden truth is that all of our country's problems, at least financially, started in 1913 with the installation of the American branch of the global banking mafia's privately owned World Central Bank Network called the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and its total control and manipulation of the United States monetary system and illegal income tax. The collection of income tax is totally 100% illegal. And there have been, I might add, many people that have actually taken the government to court and they have asked to see the law. Show me the law that says I am required to pay income tax on my labor that I perform. Yes, it is true. Corporations are supposed to pay a tax on a profit, okay? But when it comes right down to a person's private labor, an income tax on that is completely illegal. And like I said, there have been people that have gone up before a judge in a court, in front of a gathering of their peers, a jury, and they have asked to see the documents that say, show me that an income tax is legal. Just show me the paperwork. And they cannot do it. And because of that, on several occasions throughout the last century, at least since 1913, there have been people that have, on a jury, that have said innocent, even if you didn't pay your income tax. And well, when people ask, well, if you don't pay your income tax, well, how are we going to get things done around here? Well, let's see. How are we going to pay for schools? How about property taxes? Pay for schools? Well, how are we going to pay for our roads and our streets? How about gasoline tax? You get taxed for everything. You get taxed for parking your car. Yes, you may think of it as a rental or whatever, but in reality, it is a tax. There are so many different types of taxes. I'm not even going to list more than those two. It will boggle your mind. You are taxed on everything, and the next thing that you will be taxed on probably will be the air that you breathe. It'll be air tax, and don't, you know, you can laugh if you want, but it wouldn't surprise me at all because everything else is taxed, everything, and many things are taxed multiple times. I mean, look at a brand new car. If that car in its life history is sold 5 or 6 or 7 times even, every time it goes to a new user, that person has to pay the taxes on it, which usually add up to more when it's newer, but even as it gets older, to several hundred dollars. Since 1913, the global banking mafia's tentacles of greed have spread out to create corrupt foundations, politicians, and corporations that wrap their toxic coils of profit and deceit around every aspect of your life. And as they squeeze our liberties to death with intentionally created fear, they slowly and deliberately poison our bodies, manipulate our minds until we are so fat, so sick, so sterile, and so dumbed down that we cannot even begin to fight back. And we wonder why so many people have left God today. You look around and you see. Why is that? Why is that? Somebody has influenced these people. They've influenced through movies, through television, through pharmaceuticals, through many different areas. It is totally, totally insane. Greedy corporate polluters have been getting away with these sickening, treasonous crimes by installing influential corporate moles. Yes, a corporate mole in many high-level government agencies. What has your government done for you lately? I think I'll write a song. That's worth repeating. Greedy corporate polluters have been getting away with these sickening, treasonous crimes by installing influential corporate moles in many high-level government agencies. The Food and Drug Administration is one of these. The United States Department of Agriculture is another one of these. The Environmental Protection Agency is another one of these. And the list goes on and is long. And bribing with campaign contributions elected politicians to pass ridiculous Environmental Protection Agency laws with loopholes that allow corporations to sell their toxic sewage and radioactive industrial waste to use as fertilizer for our food supply and to put it in our tap water. How dare they? This garbage needs to stop. It is vitally, vitally important. Unsuspecting millions of slowly poisoned Americans then buy, after they have been poisoned, outrageously expensive FDA drugs, because they have something now after being poisoned. And FDA, I like to give that a new name. We'll call that FDA, Fatal Drugs Allowed. Approved toxic medicines and treatments from big pharmaceuticals, which very slowly kills them through progressive organ failure, a.k.a. side effects, while unsuspectingly they go broke trying to think that these drugs are actually going to save their lives. I am here to tell you, if you want to live long, if you want to be healthy, go natural. Natural foods are the way to go. Grow it your own. Buy it from somebody that is responsible. When it comes to medical things, and I hate to say too much because I do not want to be responsible for anybody who chooses to go to a doctor, but there are many, many, many natural cures out there for many, many illnesses. We have been dumbed down, especially big time, when it comes to all the pharmaceutical and all the additives that have been put in our foods and what it is doing to us as far as the rate of cancer among people. It has shot up. It has skyrocketed. Fit the pieces together. See where we are. What has our government, what has your government done for you? And on that note, I've had somebody on hold here for 15 minutes, and I'm not going to look through my list of telephone numbers, but I think I know who it is. So we will welcome area code 941. You are on the air.
Michael Magic, what you doing?
Hey, Robert.
You covered it pretty well. Is that Rod, too?
Nope.
You covered it pretty well. That was a great review.
It's very simple. It's what's important, at least to me, Robert. I hope it is to many other people, too.
I agree with you. It's more with the FDA. You're right on the money about that. I know for firsthand with my experience that I'm going through. I finally, after I was diagnosed June 9th, Michael, I was put on Depakote for seizure activity and Verapamil. Well, I took all those medicines for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then all of a sudden, my lips were turning beet red, besides having these cluster headaches that I've been having. But lo and behold, I quit the medicines for a week, and I started feeling better. Since the oxygen was ordered June 9th, guess what? I finally received the oxygen 2 days ago. It took 3 months for me to receive oxygen from my doctor. So I said to the Premier Healthcare Oxygen Company, I said, if this is the way our government is going to run healthcare, I could have been dead in 3 months without the oxygen. Supposedly, what the condition I have are killer headaches. You know, I could go at any time, supposedly, from what my doctor told me. So my question is, you're right. You know, if either the government's trying to kill us, that's the way they want it. Well, you know, I'm still standing, so I guess they haven't come after me yet so far. I mean, what else can you do? You can't find City Hall now, or at least I'm trying. I'm trying to get in their faces. I'm trying to yell and scream and, quote, have tantrums like they supposedly said I had when I was a little boy, which wasn't the case, that my sister said, quote, I used to bake my head on the floor to get my way when I was really a sick little boy, knowing that I could have had epilepsy and seizure, and they didn't even know. They didn't even know it that I was a sick little kid and just let it slide for 55 years. They thought I was a psychopathic nut, that I had anxiety disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia. He needs to be drugged up and put in an insane asylum. Go figure. I'm still here.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, how do we stop these people? You know, we're not going to stop these people by coming on here talking about politics. I'm sorry, okay? I've said this before. I said this before I went on my summer break, okay? In order to kill a snake, you need to chop it off at the head, okay?
Oh.
We need to start with global elite, the United Nations, and once we get them out of our lives, we will have a great start at taking America back, because then we will have people that can actually go into our government and do something without fear of being threatened or being blackmailed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt, Michael, I mean, you know, you know what the handwriting is on the wall. and after, I'm not trying to talk politics, but after watching both conventions and trying to digest where we really are heading, I mean, you know, there's one thing that really bothered me during the Democratic convention. I knew Joe Biden was going to somehow. I actually thought he really gave a good speech until one important part, and the important part was, Michael, the last very paragraph, and when he said something that really, really bothered me, that I could not sleep all night after the convention. And what really bothered me was this, when he said, quote, unquote, "We're on the edge of history, folks." Now, when he said those, I'm sure you heard those exact words that I heard. "We're on the edge of history." So, Michael, I'm going to give you the floor, and you give me that interpretation of the best way you know how.
Exactly. I mean, it's like Gummer Sindhu said in our chat room there, it's like, you know, either party will take us to doomsday. And, nothing personal, Robert, but I don't understand. I guess it's just me. I can't stand to even look at an Obama picture, let alone listen to his voice, okay? And I would never listen to any political party, whether it was the Republican or the Democrat, because it's a waste of time. We need to be dealing with what is important here. How many times do I have to say it? What's important to you? Who's the next president or your children? What's more important? What has your government done for you lately, Robert? Can you answer me a question?
As far as I'm concerned, I've had no government. The government hasn't done nothing for me since the day I was born. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's not throwing a pity party. It's just guys like you and me who are very, very ill, and we work our asses off. We do the right thing. We don't get a disability check, but we're sicker than dogs, but we keep on working. And the ones that really abuse the hell of the system are healthier than ours, and we have to pay taxes for them. That really pisses me off. That really just bothers me. And I'm here with a real, real life case with a cerebral palsy patient who's in a wheelchair and deserves disability. Okay, but then Governor Scott, our good friend Governor Scott, goes and cuts 3/4 of her benefits. Okay, so basically the government has done one thing for me. I paid for my own education. I didn't get a government handout. I built it. The government didn't build it. I bought my house on my own money. The government didn't build my house. I pay taxes. The government doesn't build my taxes, but I do pay my fair share, or more than my fair share of taxes. So what has the government done for me, Michael Mack? Not a damn thing but give me grief, because I have to juggle fire. I have to balance my household. I have to work hard to make sure I have the budget to make ends meet. I have to give up certain things out of my life to make my house comfortable so I can live the right way like a human being. That's all I want out of life. I don't hurt anybody. I don't bother anybody. It's just paying your bills on time so you can have enough at the end of the month that you can take your girlfriend or your wife out to dinner or to a movie once a month or maybe twice a month. You know, because she works like a dog, I work like a dog, and all we do is get abused. The middle class gets beaten up every damn day. We get body slammed every day. Every day we get body slapped. There's nothing more to say, Michael. It's horrible what these people are doing. And Ron had it right. He calls them the skaters. You know what? I was watching all the convention, Michael. This is an analogy habit. I'm getting everything off my chest. I don't know how much I have long to live anymore. I'm serious. The socialists, they look related. They look alike. You can tell a socialist a mile away. You know what a socialist looks like? You have the form. I had to say that. I mean, I had to get that off my chest. I felt both conventions degrading, undermining my intelligence as a human being, and just annoying the hell out of me. And I have to stay up at night 3 or 4 in the morning, try to juggle my finances in order to live a healthy life until I leave this earth. It's nauseating, Michael Maggi. It's just nauseating. So if you ask me what the government's done for me, nothing. I don't work for the government. I work for myself. I don't need the government to help pay my damn bills. I do it myself. Period. I don't know what you call a guy like me, but I must be a independent, real, you know what?
Robert.
I don't know. Yes, sir.
I got a question for you, sir.
Absolutely. Okay. Ask any you shall receive.
If you and I and many, many other people are paying taxes that pay the salaries of our government officials, then why can't we write them off as a deduction?
That's a good question. We can call that a taxable donation. That's a great question, Michael Magic. That should be proposed.
Well, you know, I'm gonna put a note in with my taxes this year, and I'm gonna, you know, give them fair warning, you know, that next year I will be, you know, planning on adding 535 dependents to my whatever, and I will be deducting.
So how would you average? What does $535 dependents? You want to get in charge of $2 a dependent, so making it bid off for $1,000?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That was mostly said as, you know, a joke, as you can probably tell, and it makes you stop and think. You know, we're paying these people. And you can't use them as a dependent, so, you know, what good are they? We might as well not have them in there. What good are they? We could do well without them. Let's take all 535 out of them. Let's take the president. Let's take all, let's just get rid of all of them. Put them on a boat, and let's ship them to China, okay? And let's get some people in there, like Ron Golden for president.
Ron Golden for president? Oh my gosh! He's great. You know, Ron does work about constitutional law, and I guess most of the House of Representatives does. I tell you that much. I learned more about constitutional law in 7 months than I've ever did when I was in the classroom. So there you go. You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. This is what I'm trying to figure out, Michael. I'm trying to figure out if inflation goes up, it keeps on rising the way it's going to rise. I'm trying to figure out how much money do you really need to spend each month just to pay your bills. I mean, Ron's we've been going at this for so long. He says, you brought it up, you know, it's getting, my checkbook now, my ledger, is becoming a three-figure ledger now. I don't know about yours, but mine is. It's becoming three figures, Michael, for each item.
I have tried. I have tried, many, many different ways to, cut back on things that are non-essential and, to focus on things that are critical, okay? And it's still very, very hard because of inflation. These doggone stimulus programs, that's all they do is create inflation, more money chasing the goods. That's all it is. It's a bunch of garbage. And again, I ask, and anybody, feel free to call in, please, and tell me that I am wrong when I ask, or tell me, what has your government done for you lately? I would like just anyone to call in and tell me.
I think the Patriot Families, has got the government's number. It's just a matter of who was listening to us out there. Obviously, they got the message. Someone got the same message because they're emulating us on the news now. You know that for a fact. Maybe Ron Paul is our magical guy, because he was in the chat room at times. Who knows? But at least we got a point across, don't you think?
Absolutely. We're going to take a little break here. Robert, if you'll stay with me, we're going to take just a short break here. I need to play a little music, because if I don't play some music, I'm going to blow my top and we'll have a rant that just won't end. So we need to, educate people, give them the correct, accurate information, and let's take it to the streets.
You don't know my kind in you.
That's it. It's not going to get decided in the voting booth. It's not going to get decided in the grocery store. It's not going to get decided in your home, sitting on your buttocks, watching TV. It's going to get done when all of us peaceably take it to the streets, throw out the people that need to be thrown out, take back the United States, and chop the snake's head off. The Illuminati, the United Nations, and all these people who feel that they are better and greedier and more corrupt, and that's what they want to be, well, then let them go live on a little island someplace, okay? And maybe we'll send a tsunami that way. Merry Christmas to them.
Wow, Michael. You're very, very hot tonight.
Yeah, well, that's not what my wife said.
Hey, you know, I don't blame you. I feel the same way. I think we all feel the same way. You know, and what really another thing that bothered me. I mean, if Obama does get reelected, this is my prediction. Remember when Obama said, "God, we can dominate Clinton," to explain this check. I guess he might have said that word to explain his check. So my prediction, if Obama does get elected, is that most likely our former president, Bill Clinton, however you want to call him, will be appointed as one of Obama's SARS.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only interpretation that I can come up with that one. Right, Michael Magic? Correct me if I'm wrong, if I interpreted that wrong.
That sounds about right.
I mean, my Lord. You know, when I heard that, I knew it was over. I just knew. I just felt. I had this. When something's wrong, you get a sick, nauseated feeling in your gut.
You mean when I look at a picture of a bummer?
Michael, you're so funny.
I might be funny, but looks is not everything.
Smokey Joe was just like, he was on fire. I mean, he was just like pointing to the crowd, you know, being that his narcissistic attitude that he has been. The more I think about it, the angrier I get. And then what you said about people leaving God, you know. And sometimes I feel, you know, but both of my parents are gone, you know. I feel like a man without a family, a man without a country. And God forbid me, sometimes I feel like, you know, I have a man without God too, because of all this turmoil that we are facing through what this government's trying to portray, that we should all work hard, pay our fair share of taxes, and everybody can form what you said about the government, what can the government do for you, is that they're trying to, now I understand what the phrase means by a more perfect union, and the more perfect union is probably mean that everybody should be poor that work hard like slaves. And Obama is our master.
We should all have 3 or 4 jobs each so we can put more taxes into the system so that they can line their pockets and spend it foolishly and give it away. I mean...
We nailed the modus operandi. We got it down. Now we got to know how to fight it. I mean, if we can't fight it after the fact, if Obama gets elected, if we can't fight it, we might as well say sayonara, don't you? I mean, I feel like my life is, once he gets elected, my life will be over. That's how I feel. I feel that everything that I've worked for all my lifetime, and I worked my butt off, regardless of whatever what people say about me in my neighborhood. But, you know, I struggled. I went to school. I did the right thing. I worked. I had 2 professions in my lifetime. I saved. I bought a house for the 2 professions that I had. And, you know, what else more can I do except run for office or accept a handout? Those are the only 2 choices you really have. I feel now, I don't know, maybe I'm having an aberration or a delusion for that matter.
It's all an illusion, Robert. It's all an illusion designed to make you think that everything is okay. You'll be just fine. You know, we'll take care of everything. And then, you know, just hold on. It won't be too far into the future, and the Antichrist will come here and save everybody, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the American people should realize that the puppet that hires these people to become our presidents is only one person, and one person only. And somebody should get rid of this guy, and we all know who that is. The initials are GS. We should just get rid of him.
He's
not one of my favorite Jews, and I'm Jewish, so go figure.
There's a lot of people, Robert, that need to be gone. A lot of people. Not only people just in our main government, but all of the different agencies of our government, all of the banking system that is affecting our current government. And, you know, I want to talk just for a second here. You know, when I ask and I say, you know, what has our government done for us lately? Whatever gave our government, who did they think that they were, that they could allow a private banking entity to print and distribute money and then charge the American taxpayers interest on it? Who do these people think they are? American people.
Yeah.
Americans. Come on. But
I know.
People right here. What are you thinking of? What are you letting our government do? Well, oh, how to stop it. I don't know what to do. Cut up your credit cards. Don't go into Walmart anymore. Okay? There's a long list of things you can do. Okay? And that'll scare the living jabibis out of them. Okay?
I quit going to Walmart. I quit going to my hometown store. I quit. I refuse to go in there and shop for 5 items and pay $75 when I could go to Costco's or BJ's and buy bulks for the same amount that will last me 2 or 3 months now. But the bottom line is, Michael, it takes two people to make it on the surf. You can't make it on your own anymore. It takes two people to make it now.
Absolutely, you're right, Robert. And, you know, what one of the biggest things that is affecting what is happening, right? Okay, because this all comes from the top on down, okay? And the United Nations is sitting in New York City on its own private land, okay? It doesn't pay any taxes. It doesn't do anything. It's its own entity, okay? And the United States puts more money into the United Nations to support it than any other nation. I mean, this would be a great place to start. You know, it would be a great place to get rid of the United Nations because they are not accomplishing anything. They are a joke, period.
I mean, the best thing Bin Laden could have done was make the wrong turn.
Oh, well, they were, you know, originally supposed to end hunger in the world. And through all these years since World War II, because it was called the League of Nations before World War II. After World War II, it was called the United Nations, and they originally formed to stop hunger worldwide, okay? And now they decided that they were going to create other agencies and do other things, and that, you know, maybe they might be able to stop war around the world. Does it look to you like they have stopped war and killing of large groups of people in the world?
After the statement I just made, I might not be on the show anymore.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you know they're going to come after us sooner or later, right? We're already on the S list, so we might as well fight to the end. I guess that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yes. I am ready to go out in the street. I'm ready to start walking up and down the street and start sharing my knowledge and telling people income taxes are illegal. Why are you paying them? You know, everything that is going on that is illegal, that is corrupt, I'm ready to just walk, and I'm going to buy one of those megaphones. I'm going to walk up and down the street, and I'm going to educate people and tell them what is going on.
I'll fight you down to Venice, Florida with Ron Gold, and you can come down to the megaphone and walk down on Venice Avenue, and I'll be your bodyguard, and you can tell Venice, Florida what the hell's going on, because they certainly don't know. It's like, God. They don't know. They have no clue what's going on. It's just down.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
We have live with us, I hope and I pray. I'll write him in there. Mr. Ron Golden, welcome, sir. Uh-oh, did I get it wrong?
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, Linda, I apologize to you. I got my phone numbers mixed up. Okay, well, you can be the president's wife, okay?
Uh-oh. You better check with Mrs. Golden first.
Okay, you can be his maid.
Right. The UN and all these people, I did read a post about Maurice Strong today. I think a lot of it was old news, but it gave a rundown of, you know, all these summits from probably the Earth Summit stuff that started in actually 1974. And all the information that I have on Agenda 21 ties in to these global elitists. And basically right now what the UN is a group of petty dictators who would love nothing more than to have absolute total power and control over every living creature on this planet. This is their goal. They want to take our guns away. They want to take every ounce of freedom that God gave us away. And they need to be defunded completely. And I talked a little bit, I think, to Ron on that subject a few days ago on my show, because I said, well, how do you get rid of the UN? He says, don't give them another penny. Just say, that's it. You're on your own. And if you want to stay in that building, you pay for it. Or not, you get out of our country, and then we should cut all ties with those clowns. It's horrible. There's no reason for us to belong to that group. They're evil. And anyone who sits in on that on their conferences is also evil, as far as I can see. That when you talk about going out into the street with a bullhorn, what I do, yesterday we had a rally. I went to dance class, and then we did this rally down on the thing. We're trying to reelect. We have people in our city council that we're vying for their seats. We want to help them get elected. Okay, so all of us are out there with our signs, and it was really cool. Well, this guy that I had not met before, and he handed me his card because we got into conversation. And these people, because we're in this group, they all assume that I'm a registered Democrat and a libtard, and it's really funny. But the part that I didn't get a chance to explain to him, which I will because I'll be emailing him because he gave me his card, was the right-left paradigm, and that you're going down the wrong argument, because we had in June, by the time the June election hit, all of the same people were rallying around to defeat Prop E. We did it successfully, but there were Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians. Everybody was in this group because we all believed in a common thing. And it was totally a nonpartisan issue. We got onto the discussion of global warming and all this stuff, and I told him a little bit about what I had learned, and I said, look, and I didn't get a chance to explain to him that this also is a nonpartisan issue. This is about freedom and, you know, this Agenda 21 thing. So he came back to me after he thought about it for a while. He took his sign and kind of left me alone so we wouldn't, like, get it to, you know, World War III. So he did write down the information on Rosa Chiari called the site of Democrats Against Agenda 21. And he was quite shocked to hear that that's the reason I gave it to him, because I knew that he was a complete libtard Democrat. And he said he would do the research. So I'm going to spoon feed him slowly. And if I see him again, then I'll talk to him about the nonpartisan issue of Agenda 21 and the right-left paradigm that these people that were in this mess because of the global banking elite. There's no way that I can, you know, educate him up to speed, because it's just like me trying to come up to speed with someone who's as well-educated as Terry Rowland. I can't live that long. You know, she's amazing. If that makes sense to you. I can't Vulcan mind meld these people, because I have done a lot of homework and a lot of reading. So, this is the thing. At least everywhere I go, I get to educate one, maybe seven people at a time. That's why I go to these meetings. So, that's the way to do it.
You're doing the right thing, Linda.
You have to have faith, and what Robert was saying is true. That we are doing what we're supposed to do. I do believe that God wants us to fight for those God-given rights, and I think God understands that what we don't understand, and maybe some of us are learning, is freedom is not free. You better work for it to hang on to it, because they'll come and they will, you know, as Michael says, what has your government done for you lately? Enslaved you. That's what they've done for you lately.
You're right, Linda. I mean, my God, I mean, those two conventions were just abominable. But what really bothered me, and if Ron's listening, I hope he is what the Democrats were trying to decide whether or not Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel, though. And it was clear that the guy asked the floor three times.
Oh, I know.
Now, did you figure after the third time it was almost equal? Did you hear the sounds?
Yeah, it was actually more towards the nays, and I don't know who was in the audience. There was some speculation as to who was doing the nays.
And then they would say, and also that they were going to take God out of the platform. Both issues. When I heard those both issues, that they were going to take God out of the platform, I mean, you know,
here's the thing. You know, arguing about what they name their capital, I don't care. It's not my country. Let them do what they want. What the problem is we have the Democratic National Committee, and their platform is pure Marxism, pure redistribution of wealth. It's every degenerate on parade. It is, I mean, I'm reading Hayek's book today on the beach, and I'm seeing this on the same garbage that came down in 1933 when Hitler was chancellor is coming down in this country today. It's central planning. It's every evil that was perpetrated. It took Hitler 5 years to get that steamroller up to warp 10. You know, it didn't happen in 2 days. You know, and it didn't happen here in 2 days. It's been going on for decades. And people are finally waking up, and those who are talking about and learning about this, you know, fiat monetary system, this evil banking cartel, the creature from Jekyll Island, finally is getting some attention. You know, Agenda 21's getting some attention, and that's right in the RNC platform, and out of the Fed's getting some attention. I mean, we're just taking baby steps, but at least it's a start. We got to ramp it up. We've got to build a bigger steamroller, and we've got to just go full force against these people as we the people. You know, you can get into your Tea Party groups. That's great, but
the Tea Party is. Is a thorn at everybody's side, basically.
Not really. Not, no. What's going on, we have tea parties here in San Diego. I've got 3 million people in this town, from Pendleton to Chula Vista. There's so many groups, I can't keep up with them all. There's hundreds in each group. They're all doing, everyone has a piece of the puzzle. Everybody is a special, you know, the gatekeeper key. Everybody has their own key for a different thing that they're working on. I've got people out here every Saturday in one Republican women's group, and they sign up people through the Registrar of Voters form to register them to vote, and what they're concentrating on getting them to register Republican, just so you know, but they're very successful. They're also going to the people who have come here legally and done their homework and have just become newly made American citizens. And they're targeting that group. I mean, other groups are working on waking people up about the borders and the ICE and the threat of Islam in this country. Other people are fighting against Agenda 21. Everybody has a piece of the puzzle, believe me. And I go to many of these groups, and they're very successful. We don't have to have a huge coalition. Believe me, these are conservative, patriotic. 9/10 of them are Ron Paul supporters. They're Jeffersonian constitutionalists. They get it. You know, the people that I'm dealing with, like yesterday, are dyed-in-the-wool Marxist Democrats. They're clueless. They take this Kool-Aid, they drink it, they read only one side. They never look at the opposite side, ever. It's like they're just – they watch PMS LSD, and that's it, or Communist News Network or the rest of them, and that's it. They wouldn't turn on Fox if the world was collapsing.
Well,
so that's,
you know,
I'm up against.
I know, but maybe Ron could have some influence on Ron Paul. I mean, maybe Ron Paul and all of his supporters and everybody, Patriot families that voted for Ron Paul, you know, maybe we could come up with our own. And I said it before on the show, and I'll say it again. Maybe we can come up with our own independent party.
I don't think it's going to happen this time around. It may happen the next time around if we have a country left. But, I mean, everybody knows that he's not the nominee. There's no way that we're going to run a third party. He's not going to run as a third candidate. I know that this guy, Gary Johnson, from wherever he's running, people are voting for him. Some people are staying home because they're sick of it. I understand that. But, and plus the fact, the popular vote does not elect the president. You have to have 270 electoral college votes to win the presidency, period. We've talked about this before, but people won't listen, so, you know.
People think your vote counts, and really, Ron's right. It doesn't count. And then you feel guilty that you didn't vote. So, you know, I mean, Michael even said, I didn't vote the pen. You know, I didn't vote his. I'm responsible.
I know.
He's right about that. So, you know,
here in San Diego, in California, we have, like in my district, I've got several people I'm dealing with. I've got Daryl Issa, Sherry Hodges, Jim Miller, and a couple other Superior Court judges I'm voting for. I've got three or four what they call ballot initiatives, like they're called propositions. Now, the voters, except when they get to the Ninth Court in California, they get overturned if the powers that be don't like the way the voters vote, which pisses me off royally. But we do get a chance on some of these to get these things through. We did, in the primary, we got something through, and now we're going into the general. It's called Prop 32, and I'm voting yes on it, which is going to help stave off these unions and their pensions, et cetera. To, you know, in other words, at least it gets us on the right track, kind of like Scott Walker did in Wisconsin. So there's a lot of things that I can vote for and against that are very, very important, and my city council members, because I live in this town and I will be going to their meetings. And if there's people that think like I do, or at least I can maybe influence them a little, I'm going to do it. I mean, until I get out of California, that's part of my job. I think that's part of my civic duty and responsibility. So,
Linda sells for city council.
we've already gotten one lady. Her name is Dana. Yeah, I'm not sure that I even want that job. You know, I'll think about it if we, you know, the next 2 years if I stay here. But
you could be our watchdog in California. You can tell the truth. Well, you already are telling the truth. Tough out there.
Oh, it's real tough. But again, we've got a bunch of great people who are fighting daily to make sure. In fact, one of the guys from SoCal Texas, Jeff, he sends me emails, and he always fights against the illegal immigration problems. He's very up to speed on these things. And he said that there was serious talk now of recalling Jerry Brown. Thank God.
Well, he said Jerry Brown is. I think he's a psychopath.
Well, no, he's a mini me Benito Mussolini is what he is. He's right down. He's a clone of Obama. He's just, you know, destroyed this. Yeah, he is. And they're both gay too. So there you go.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
You're so funny, Linda.
I can't help it. You know, but I will tell you, I had a great day earlier because I got my little items done I wanted to get done, and then I went over to this little beach that we have where there's actually sand left, and I got a place to park. So for an hour and a half, I really had a blast. I was reading my Hayek Road to Serfdom book, and then I got in the waves and took my boogie board out, and it was just a really, really, really relaxing day. So I was all kind of geared up for the show tonight with Michael Magic. And is Michael still here?
Oh, well, of course I'm still here. I'm just listening to you two here. Great time.
Awesome. Yeah, I was putting in the chat room that Wednesday I'm going to spend a little time on, you know, the libtard that I talked to at this rally the other day, and a little bit about the DNC's godlessness, and then a little bit of quoting from the book I'm reading. And then I thought I'm going to open enough the phones and then, you know, give out three awesome recipes on food. I'm so sick of politics, I could cry. I want to talk about fun things. Fattening food that Michelle would not approve of.
I hear that. We're going to take a short break here because I need to listen to something to remind me of what America used to be all about, and I can't think of anyone else that will put me in a great frame of mind before I go wackadoo here. So let me introduce to you, I'm sure most of you know, Mr. Red Skelton.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Mr. Red Skelton, for sure, he knew what it was about, and we need to get out there, and I know Linda does, and, you know, many of you do, but we need to get out in the public. We need to be out there. We need to tell people. We need to educate people what is going on in the world and in our country. Our freedoms, our rights have been taken away. Our government is not doing anything. Zero, zero, zero. And people need to not sit back and just let that happen. You know, put this in people's faces. Ask them, do you want a future for your children? Or do you want to see them just go up and smoke? Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, what I was going to say was, that what was quite telling about the conversation, that the brief conversation I had with this gentleman, he was, you know, touting the global warming and the this and the, oh, my God. And then he says, oh, I'm worried about my kids and grandkids. And at that point, I just, you know, I kind of shut down for a minute because I'm thinking, too bad you're not worried about their freedom, you know. But basically, what I'm going to start doing is piece by piece with some of these people who are completely clueless, whether they're on the right, left, or in the middle, is start talking about the imminent financial situation that's coming. And I'm going to talk to them about preparedness, et cetera. You know, I'm not going to, like, go completely survivalist on them, but at least start warning people on both sides. I think that's because the media is not doing it. You know, the stupid government's not doing it. Nobody's doing it except all the patriots. The only one that I know that does it on a grand scale is Glenn Beck. He talks about it all the time. So it's sad, but at least he has 20 million listeners and viewers that go out and spread the word. So that's what we got to do. I don't care if it's one person or 10 people or 100. You got to tell them. So, and you got to tell them about Agenda 21, and you got to tell them about, you know, every piece of liberty that's being completely trashed and taken away, and if you have to quote the founders, you do what you've got to do, you know. You've got to find a way to win the argument or at least get them to think. So.
I concur. Now, Linda, I have a question for you. Michael.
Okay.
Now, since we've heard the Pledge of Allegiance of individual states of the American flag, and since we've heard all of Obama's mistakes and his stump speeches.
Yep.
So the question I am proposing is, what he mean that he said 57 states, what other five countries do you think would be, Freudian slip, what other seven countries do you think he would make the 57 states of the United States of America?
I have no clue. The man is so un-American. I don't even want
to
go
inside
that mind.
Would you like to take a stab at that question?
I'll pass, thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah. That's, it's old news. The guy's a schmuck. That's it. End of story. And I know that Romney's kind of a flip side of the coin because, like I said, he'll just take it at warp 5 and the other one will take it at warp 10 down the same train track to off the cliff. And it's not even those people. It's, like Michael said at the beginning of the show, it's the Illuminati, it's the banksters, it's the ones who are literally controlling all of these people. I think they wholly own the government, and the government is their puppet, and we're the slaves. That's it. It's like an oligarchy, and it sucks. Democracies are bad enough. It's tyranny, and I hate it. So I'm fighting it. So that's kind of it.
Well,
but thank you for taking my call. I'm going to go in the chat room and hang out. You guys finish it up, and God bless you all. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks.
You too, Linda.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Michael?
Yes,
All I got to say is you're right on today. And thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
You're very welcome to come on anytime, Robert.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. At least I had a private therapy session with you. How much do you charge an hour, Michael Magic?
I'm a magician, not a doctor.
I know you are. So anyhow, is the show over?
No, we got 25 minutes.
25 minutes. Well, be it as it may, Michael, I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about unless you gotta have a better subject about politics and I don't know. I think we covered everything we have to cover. There's just nothing else to say. I don't know what else to say. I fought for all these years since 1994 when I came into my hometown and saw medicine unfold to HMO, to a PPO, to everything else that you want to call medicine today. And it's just not the way it was when I was growing up, when a dollar was worth a dollar and medicine was worth, you know, you could trust a doctor when you were a little boy. Now, you don't know who to trust. And I think the only people that you trust is you just got to trust yourself and just make sure you don't get arrested for anything.
that's about it, because, you know, they don't need a warrant. They don't need anything. I mean, if your neighbor does not like the way you look at him, and, you know, he calls and he can make a lie, and he can say he saw this or heard that, and, you know, they'll just come and take you away for the heck of it. They don't need a search warrant or anything.
Well, I know. So let me ask you a question, Michael. What are the chances, do you think that, hypothetically speaking, with the condition that I have, my chances are slim of buying a gun? Do you think it's that bad now? I mean, I might not be able to get it.
Well, there's lots of, there's probably better people than me to ask, but there's lots of private places, you know, to buy a gun. You know, that's going to have to be your choice for one. You know, if that's the direction, you know, you want to go, and then you need to talk to somebody who knows. Linda would be a great person to talk about, you know, guns and some of the best place to pick them up, you know?
I know. That's what I'm struggling with, too, because lately, for the past, I would say, 3 months now, going on four, let's put it this way, ever since I've been helping my friend take care of Kathy, my house has been trying to be broken into maybe four or five times.
Robert.
And yes, sir.
Robert, are you
yes.
serious? Really?
Yeah. I'm very serious.
Did you hear about? Did you hear, Robert, about the
what?
New law that was passed regarding Jews, okay? It's an international law forbidding Jews to own a gun if they are outside and they are in the United States.
Say that one more time. I didn't quite understand what you just said. Say that one more time.
There is an international law forbidding Jews outside of Israel from owning guns.
No shit. Ooh, sorry. No, I did not know that.
Well, it's not true. And either Ron or Ron's wife is in there playing with your mind a little bit in our chat room. And I'm helping them. And I'm helping him.
Tell Ron this one for me. The next time tell Ron that the next time he pulls a trigger, to think of me. Now I am going to try for the gun. But really, Michael, my house has someone's trying to break into my house, man, and I can't catch him. I hear him outside, man, and it happens, you know, Michael, it happens between, it's like, intermittently, maybe on a Sunday or a month, it's either on a Saturday night or on a Sunday night, and it's always the same time. It's always between 2 or 4 in the morning. I'm awakened.
Well, you got to make sure, Robert, that they get inside, because if you don't, they can always say, well, I was knocking on the door, if you injure them, you know? It's like, you got to wait till they get inside before you're going to shoot them.
I understand. Oh, I know. When I open my front door, you know, you can see the Jimmy marks where they're trying to break it into my door. You know, they're just like, it's all, it was just white paneling. Now it's all wood, and right before you get into the lock, it's all wood now. I mean, they're trying to pry through my damn door, Michael.
You sure it's not chipmunks?
Huh?
You're sure that it's not chipmunks?
No chipmunks. No, sir. No, sir. It happens once a week, around 3 or 4, you see, like I said, Saturday, Sunday, between 2 and 4 every morning, I'm awakened, and I have to wake up, make sure everything's locked, go outside, make sure I have a fenced-in yard, but, you know, I go out, check it out. You know, it's getting monotonous now. So I guess I have to wait for the time that they're really going to break in. So I know they're coming. You know?
Have you ever thought of moving?
No. I'm not going to let these bastards scare me away, whoever it is.
I'm not talking about scaring you away. I'm talking about, you know, possibly doing, you know, the most logical thing.
Well, Michael, if I do the most logical thing, I mean, it's going to happen no matter where you go, you know. But it's probably most likely, you know, my ex is still harassing me, number one. She won't get out of my life. And she's just harassing me in many different ways, and I can't stop the harassment. Unless the only last thing I could do is put a restraining order, but that probably won't help either. So, you know, no matter what is going on, you know, I mean, it's probably her most likely. You know, so I don't know.
It doesn't sound to me like somebody is trying to break into your house, because if they wanted to break into your house, they would have got in by now, for one. I think they are trying to either irritate you or scare you, one of the two.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I just can't catch them. I just can't catch them. But the thing is, Michael, it's happening to my next-door neighbor to the left of me, and it's happening to the next door neighbor to the left of her. All three of us are being harassed at the same time.
You should all take turns and sit outside at night with a gun.
That's a good solution. When I get a rifle, I guess I will do that.
Yeah, you can do, you know, 4-hour stretches or whatever, and just sit there quietly. You know, and You know, if you, before you do that, though, you may want to put, you know, a sign up in your yard that says, "Is my junk really worth your life?"
Is my junk really worth that's a good sign.
My neighbor confirmed it.
She goes, "Has anybody been messing with your pool?" I said, "It's funny that you should mention that. Well, what they're doing is they're climbing over my fence, Michael. And what they're doing, what happened was her pool. You know what a pool cage? You know, you got the pool cage doors where you got the you open the pool cage and it's slow. You got that, you know, hook and chain there. So last week, Michael, you know, it's last week. It broke off. So what they're doing is they're climbing my fence. And they're either trying to swim, either going swimming in my pool while I'm sleeping, right? And they broke the screen door in my pool. So my neighbor comes to me yesterday. I mean today, and says, "Has somebody been messing with your pool doors?" I said, "Why do you say that?" "Well, someone's been coming in my door, and my pool screen is door is broken." I said, "Well, isn't that ironic?" So I showed her what happened to my screen door. She goes, "That's what happened to mine too." So it's really, Michael, it's really blowing me away. I mean, why are they just picking on, you know, why are they picking on people with pools, number one, and why are they risking their lives? Of almost trying to, you know, what if they drown in my pool? You know what? You know what, Michael, this is, you know, that's why I have an umbrella policy, okay? You know, I bought an umbrella policy to cover my $1 million umbrella policy, which is worth, and I think everybody should hear this and be advised that everybody should get one. If anybody comes on your property, or if anybody, say for instance, if they climb a tree on the other side of the property, it's my burrow, they climb a tree and they all break their neck or, you know, become paralyzed from the waist. But two trees.
Well, it appears that we have lost Robert here, and I wanted to answer his question, too. He was asking, why are they picking on people with swimming pools? Well, it's very obvious. I mean, either these people are thirsty or they want to go skinny dipping. One of the two. We're not sure which one, but I'm sure that Robert will find out sometime in the near future, and he will let us know which one of those two that it is. And we have a little more time left here, about 11 minutes it looks like. And, you know, I want to remind people that, you know, after everything I talked about at the beginning of tonight's show, okay, and I'm sure that may leave some people wondering, you know, what is really, you know, because of all the things that are happening, where is, you know, America, you know, really headed? What will happen, you know, with our government? What, you know, will martial law be declared, you know? And personally, I believe, you know, and this is just my opinion, okay, that martial law will not be declared until, or at least, enough Americans get their butt out on the street and start complaining about the way they are being treated, then you are going to see some of that martial law. But other than that, I mean, these people have it made. I mean, they're killing people just the way they want to. You know, we have ongoing, if you'd like to call them, wars. I mean, we have the pharmaceutical industry. You know, we have the GMO food industry. And the list just goes on and on, you know, as to what is happening and what the Illuminati and how they are fulfilling their agenda. So, anyway, you know, it's possible. And currently we have a substantial amount. I'm not sure exactly. I have been told somewhere around 50,000, but it may be more or slightly less. I'm not sure. Military from different countries, from Russia, from China, that supposedly they're over here practicing in case of a terror attack. So, you know, if these people are dressed in, you know, American uniforms, you know, how will you know when martial law comes? Because it's so much more easier for a foreigner to shoot an American than it is for an American to shoot an American. So I just want to play a real quick song here, and this is about that. This is about, you know, Americans being shot by, you know, outsiders, the military, or who you think may be the military, but really may be somebody else. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Neil Young, Ohio. And I think Robert is back with us.
I'm sorry, I guess my cell phone went out of whack. But that's why I called back to say thanks for allowing me to say hello to you guys. And I just want to say one more thing. I saw the former Labor Secretary, Chow, had her say-so about the whole situation. And she gave us the real numbers of unemployment today. And the media and everybody, and I listened to her intently. She averaged all the you know, people stopped looking for work, people who are unemployed, or people just quit looking. And if you all average it all in, she reported that the real numbers state, quote, that the unemployment rate is 14.7%. Everybody's lying through their you-know-what. I thought I'd just throw that in there for you guys.
Well, definitely. Looks like we got about 4 minutes to go here, and I'm going to take advantage of that, and we need a little bit of, what do we do about these politicians? What do we do about them? What has your government done with you? What do we do with the politicians? Well, Roger Miller knows what to do.
Sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. 6 rounds bought and I bought 5. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of 7 sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Okay, we have under a minute left to go here. I want to remind everybody to please keep Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior close to your heart at all times. And please share and give someone else a chance to get to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, because he is the greatest advocate that we can have throughout all of this. Whether it be guns, food, water, ammo, whatever. Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I hope he is yours too. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. We will see you next week. Take care, and God bless.